Thank you, Megan. Reed Irie with us from Irie Insurance. Obviously, these guys are cranking it. We're now getting into soybeans and dry beans and everything else. We've got a lot of things we need to make sure we're alert to as far as some deadlines, including getting into that FSA offer.
Yes. You know, one of the things we were just talking about, the PLC yield report that farmers were to have done maybe already, but I think the end of the month is the deadline for that. If they have better yields than what they had on their yield report prior, they ought to get their production for 13 through 17 to the FSA office.
And, of course, there's some crop insurance deadlines ahead of us as well.
Yes, you know, we got, you know, crop insurance coverage will be ending sometime here in October on small grains. So take a look at what your yields are. Take some time to actually tally up your yields. There is a small price loss from spring price on wheat, for instance, till fall, so about a 9%. So in essence, your guarantee went up from what your normal numbers are. So if you're at your guarantee, you possibly still have a loss, so get it turned in. We as agents cannot just blanket turn in losses anymore. The producer has to do that.
What about for our livestock guys?
You know, we've got the PRF, pasture rangeland forage rainfall index policies that mature first part of November. So we'll be looking to try to get those up and running. That's a subsidized product that they RMA came out with a number of years ago. A lot of livestock guys really aren't doing that yet, and yet, this year again, if you have a two-month quadrant that's drier than normal, you get paid a little bit off it. So it's just a way to enhance your pasture acres and or your if you're short moisture that prevents you from getting pasture or hay. You got a little loss structure there to go out and buy that. So
we're always talking about the prices. We've got to focus in on risk management as well through crop insurance. Reed Irie with us from Irie Insurance. This is the Red River Farm Network.